Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
On the phone, dare we say, the biggest country artist star. No. The biggest music star in the world right now, Thomas Rhett.
Wow. Thank you for that. I needed a boost of confidence today. I appreciate it.
Slow Down Summer is the song of the summer, and so many people can relate to it.
Dude, 100%, man. I feel like it's now gotten to the point where it's being heard now in a different way. You know, it came out in November, and now that it's like May going into June, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, graduating high school, graduating college, or like for me, my kids are finally out of school, and I can't wait to hang out with them and hoping that the summer just kind of never stops. I think it's kind of taken on a new meaning in this different season of life, for sure.
Do you guys have a summer tradition as a family, something you do every year?
We try to do one big beach trip with like our whole immediate family, you know, like 25 of us go to the beach for,
oh, wow.
It's one of my favorite trips of the year. It's kind of chaos, but I kind of live in chaos, so it's becoming my new normal. So
like what the song states, you know, it's summer just goes by so fast, and so does life, and you and Lauren are creating memory after memory after memory. Can you even think about what your favorite summer memory might be so far?
Man, honestly, in 2020, we took a road trip, and, you know, it was just me and Lauren and our girls. We traveled all over the West, to Wyoming, to Montana, to Utah, down to New Mexico. That was one of my favorite trips I've ever gotten to take, because it felt like just such a spur-of-the-moment thing, and got to take so many pictures and made memories I'll have for forever.
Well, Thomas, you are at a point now where you've made it. You know, you've had 19 number ones. You're on a huge tour, but you just had a new milestone. You've officially been name dropped in a song.
Yeah, that was so weird. I never in a million years thought that would happen. And I'd never heard of that artist, Nick D, until yesterday. And like literally he says my name in the first verse of the song. So I had to show the song some love, and it was pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Was there a moment where you were like, this is it, I made it? Like, what was that moment for you?
Oh, man, I feel like there's a new one every day, to be honest with you. But I think if I could sum it up into one, I think getting the headline Madison Square Garden to me was
nice.
Such a pivotal moment. You know, like just knowing the history of the people that have played there, from the Stones to Led Zeppelin to the Beatles to, you know, Aretha Franklin, James Brown, like the list goes on and on. And to be one of those people that got to do that is something I'll have for forever.
Well, just as iconic as Madison Square Garden, Five Point Amphitheater in Irvine. Bring the Bard to You Tours coming there August 5th with Thomas Rhett headlining.
Let's go. Hey, that'll be my first time headlining that place too. I've played there probably five or six times, but never got to headline it. So that's gonna be awesome.
I feel like you're checking things off the list left and right. I mean, yeah. You just headlined Stagecoach. Now you're doing all these venues where you know you were probably like a second tier for a while.
For sure. Yeah, headlining Stagecoach. I didn't mention that, but that was a huge bucket list for me. You know, just the fact that you're playing for, I don't remember exactly how many people were there, but upwards of 80,000 people, like that. That's just something that doesn't happen every day, you know, and just getting to look out at that ocean of people in Southern California was one for the books, no doubt.
You know, we haven't even asked, how are your four beautiful daughters, and has the talent passed on to any of your of them? Like, can you tell, like, oh, yeah, there's a writer in the family or a singer?
Yeah, no, everybody's good, man. Willa Gray and Ada James, for sure, have really started to be able to memorize lyrics. You know, when they watch a Disney movie or something, like, they can immediately like start singing that song. And I heard Ada James the other day hit a note that I didn't think was possible, you know, out of a four-year-old, and I asked her to do it again. And you know, when you ask your kids to do something that was cute, they will never do it again.
Nope.
until you're not watching. And so, like, I've kind of had my camera like at the ready, the last few days, just hoping that she would hit that note again. But it was like I was like, dang, that girl's got some pipes. So I don't know. We'll see. They're into everything. They love horses. They love gymnastics. They love to play soccer. You know, it'll take a minute, I think, to see what they're truly passionate about. But it's fun getting to watch them experiment with all kinds of stuff.
Have you already kind of thought ahead of, okay, the moment I bring them out on stage, or, you know, will there be a song where your girls are all going to be on it?
I would love that. You know, like I watch Walker Hayes, like, bring his family out to dance with him and stuff. And I'm just like, man, I hope that that's my family one day once they get older, you know.
Slow down, summer. We certainly don't want the summer to go by too quickly, but we also want it to hurry up and get to August 5th so we can see Thomas Rhett bring the bar to you tour, Five Point Amphitheater. Thomas, thank you so much for your time.
Looking forward to seeing y'all this summer, man. Thank y'all for your time this morning.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.